Good evening. Om Shanti and welcome back. Good, so you're all happy with what you got to experience? Yeah, the beauty of this place and the organization, as I was saying, of the Yajna and all the Sevadaris is whatever we do here is an act of love. That's what you must have experienced in both the days. Both people doing it and experiencing it. It's more like exchanging love. And that's what makes it so beautiful. That's why you don't see that exhaustion, that fighting, okay, getting tired. You don't see that. Most of the things seem to happen more like a clockwork. That comes because each thing that we do is like a seva and it becomes an offering to what you are giving from your side to God the Father. That's what beautifies. You might buy the best sweet from the best sweet house. Okay? The costliest sweet from the best of the sweet houses in your city. Does that compare in any way with a little bit of prasad that you receive from your local temple? That's the difference. That's the difference between something that is offered through a lot of love and dedication, that which is bought. So, we also thank each one of you for giving us an opportunity to do this service and to also experiment and experience to what extent we have been able to imbibe what we are learning. Because unless we get into the field, how would we know? How would each one of us is? So, this is an opportunity for each one of us to also check ourselves. So from that perspective, we thank each one of you where each one of you has come all the way and given us an opportunity to serve you all and then create this kind of beautiful environment. And what I would like to do now is, there's a whole team that organizes the retreat, even though you might see few of them and a loudmouth like me coming many times before you. It's actually a big teamwork. So it's nearly 70 of us from different parts of India who have taken off, and some of us have come a little early so that we can make all the arrangements. So I'd request all the Sevadharis, that's what we call ourselves as, who have come as a part of this IT retreat to come onto the stage.
As you see in the slide, you know, on top is Supreme Soul God, Father Shiva. And then it's Brahma Baba. That was an inspiration. Who did the pasya and who did the service and the way we felt home. And then you have the dadis and the didis and the sisters here. And it's their love which pulled us here. And to be very frank with you, it's not just the service that we wanted to do for each of you, but we wanted to feel at home. And this is a derivative of that. So I will actually invite each of our Sevadharis to speak in Hindi, English or in your own vernacular languages. Just introduce yourself. Introduce if you are working in IT, what's your designation and how many years of experience you have as an IT professional or as a homemaker. And what is the department that you did Seva for? Is that okay?
Thank you, Brijesh Bhai. Thank you all. And it's, as Brijesh Bhai said, it's not because the first priority is to feel home, and the more joy I get here to connect to all this of our family members here. That's the first intention. The second comes the seva. And myself, Geeta, and I'm associated with Tata Elxsi and working as a project manager. And my seva was there for stage coordination. Hope all went well. Thank you.
Om Shanti. My name is Neeraj. and I am associated with IT team since long time, and I work for IBM as a senior consultant for having total IT experience more than 12 years. And my seva is here as a guide for taking care of the desk and make sure everything is perfect.
My name is Chaitanya. I work for a multinational company called Franklin Templeton. I went to operations. My seva was assisting Geeta Ben in stage.
My name is A.R. Raju. Of course, I am a retired person since 2005. Now I am 70 plus. I was formerly president of NCL Group of Industries. So I associated with our Panjigutta Center, Nagarjuna Center, since last 5 years. So I am Jan, and I like it very much. I am in Bangalore also. I have big apartment complex. I stay there also for some time. I go to that center also. So Bangalore also, a lot of people I got introduced. So here I find the first time when I came in 2013 for attending this, in the same building, engineers and scientists wing. Then immediately, of course, before that I joined there. Then after 2 months I came here. So but after seeing the environment, it is like a Sigma 6. So nobody knows what, who is doing what. Everything is silent and job will be done. Yes, this is the example how you have conducted this seminar without any hassles, without any confusion, and the best part. So this has attracted me. I wanted to be a sevadar. I was requesting. So Radhika sister has given me this opportunity. So just I came here. Thank you very much.
Om Shanti. My name is Warren. I'm currently working as a consultant in Deloitte, Hyderabad. And my seva was in the Toli kitchen. Toli is the sweets, the prasad that we have. So that's where I was spending my time. So thank you.
I'm Shobha Rani, working as a SAP BW HANA consultant for Taranto Technologies, Bangalore. I was in registration seva and also got opportunity to work in kitchen. Vegetable cutting, roti making, dokla cutting, all that. I feel very privileged to be here. Thank you very much for Bala Bhai, Geeta Behan, and all the, each and everyone. I am very much excited, and this is the first time I came in an IT program. I am very lucky. Thank you very much.
My name is Shruti. I work with IBM into the advisory level of project management, and this time got the opportunity to serve in kitchen, which we lovingly called as Bholenath ka Bhandara.
Om Shanti. My name is Tarun Agarwal. I am working with GlobalLogic as a senior consultant engineer, and here my service is audiovisual and helping Nipa Ben for stage management.
My name is Shraddha, and I'm from Infosys, and my seva was also the same, roti making and sabji katna with the grace of Baba. So today morning we had somebody from Tamil Nadu, a man. He never knew how to make roti, and he sat there for making roti. So the first two roti was out of shape, and the third, from third onwards, it was a perfect circle. And that is when he told that, see, Baba taught me just now.
At home, in a year or once in few years, you might have one or two functions, and then once you finish that function, you will say, Amma, done, until next year or until another 2 or 3 years. But here, there is a function every week, and you have about 800 people, between 500 to 800 people coming in almost every week. So that's what we call it here as Nitya celebration. Absolutely. Okay. Good. So now you have so patiently heard us. It's our time to hear you. Whatever you would like to share, please come along and then share your experience. Most importantly, what we would like to listen from you is, what is it that you are taking from here? What is it that touched you? And is there something that you would like us to improve upon. So two things, what you're taking with you and what is it that we should be improving upon. Anyone can come onto the stage and then share your experience.
I like Radhika Ben and Balabai session and how the others were explaining nicely. My name is Tanishka.
Om Shanti. Actually, I was waiting because yesterday night only I summarized what I'm going to take from here. So this is third time I've been to Gyan Sarovar. So I think most of you would have heard this term called or a model called RACI. Most of you are from IT, so you understand what RACI is. So before coming here, I was like, I'm carrying burdened RACI all time, being a wife, a mother, a working woman. By the way, I'm information developer with the BMC software, which is company in Pune. So this burden RACI, every night I was realizing here, three nights I spent, and I was feeling it's no RACI at all. But then life has to go on. Tomorrow when I'm going, I again will have to carry RACI, right? Yeah, so that RACI is going to be meaningful RACI. That's my takeaway. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, all the speakers and volunteers and Gyan Sarovar team. Thank you.
Om Shanti. My name is K.K. Gupta. I am a promoter director of Research in India, who is a merchant banker. What I am taking from here is a teamwork. Because I know, with the cooperation of the staff, we can have a good results in any organizations. Major aspect is Balaji, who I teach very lightly how to detect. There is a new word, detox. I think detachment, attachment, and doing something for any organization is most important things. When I'm meeting with your lift operators, even your sevadar, they are very happy. This is most important thing. They are working without any lust, without anything, but giving excellent service. When I just talking to the lift by man, he was telling me that he working last 20 years without any benefit. Lekin he giving a service to all the peoples. Even I met the registrations, even my friends sitting on the registration counter, and also in harmony, the morning I used to come, so I say Om Shanti. So he respond very nicely, and really attachment is the most important thing. What I feel, everybody attached with each other. And most important aspect is Deepa Bhan, who has done very excellent job while telling us how we can progress. And most of our Mr. Suresh ji, they are also very excellent. All speakers, I will not name everybody, but are very excellent. They are thorough in their subject and they have given us a important knowledge. Moreover, I feel that blessing of Babaji, that is more important things, that his blessing is with all of us. I have last 5 years, I was going to Delhi to your center, like it is the first time I have taken occasions to visit here. Really it is an excellent experience. I must say from the core of my heart, excellent, excellent, excellent. So there is no match without any charge, anything, without anything, you are giving so much service. I think if such organization can be in India, so other places, I think India can be golden, what we are talking about, Sone ki Chidiya. That we can hope that it can be Sone ki Chidiya also. I am thankful to Balaji and my other speakers who have given us so much knowledge. What I am carrying with me, we have a happiness. Let you should be always happy and keep the other, your follower, as a happy. Have a cooperation and do as a teamwork. That is most important aspects for us. Thank you very much.
My name is Govind. This is my second time here in Gyan Sarovar. When I came first time, you know, I was in all mess. And when I came here for 3 days, you know, I sorted out here effortlessly without putting any effort. When I went back, you know, in few days, I was again in mess, effortlessly. And second time I am here and I am again sorted out effortlessly. So something is proven, right? And that is something I'm taking away from here. I need to create a Gyan Sarovar. No, Gyan Sarovar is too big. So a tiny Gyan Sarovar at my home and at my workplace so that I will remain always sorted out and will not get into the mess. So this is what I'm taking up.
Good evening and Om Shanti to everyone. My name is Karan Kathuria. I work with Indigo in the quality department. I've been to Gyan Sarovar quite a lot of times in the past, but this is my first time attending an IT retreat event in Gyan Sarovar. So firstly, I would like to start off by saying a massive thanks to each and every soul which was connected in us in coordinating this program and bringing this program live. And I also thank all the speakers. It has been an enriching experience these last 2 days. All the information that was given out, I think that was life-changing. I am actually taking home with myself a lot of ideas, a lot of feedback, a lot of values, and in fact, experiences that I have had with a lot of happy souls here. I mean, you know, wherever I look around, all I see is just happy souls and all. So I think this is what I'm taking along with me. And I mean, every time I come here, when I go back home, I think I feel a lot more wiser than as I initially came in. And I also tend to just inch a tad bit closer to Baba. So thank you to everyone for inviting me and obviously giving me an opportunity to experience this. And finally, I would like to say that what I'm taking home with me is I'm taking a better version of me this time to home. So, thank you.
My name is Deepa Jani. So, I have recently came into Gyan like around last 4 or 5 months. And I was very fortunate to be part of this program, Leadership 2.0. And I'm very thankful to everybody who are part of this program, whether the one who cooked the food, from the cleaning the room which we are staying. So it was very, very like it's the place I came for the first time and I feel like it's a heaven. So I have been to Mount Abu because I'm from Rajasthan only, but never been to Brahma Kumari Center here. Every time I used to see the flag. So this is the first time I'm coming here, so it's very nice. And I'm, sorry, I'm quite nervous. So I'm working in IT more than 5 years. So I'm thinking of, you know, bringing this program in my organization because I think nobody is aware about this. So I'm seriously planning to, you know, get back and discuss with my managers and the project leaders to organize the at least some yoga programs and in the organization, in the office itself. So it would be very grateful so that everybody would be aware of. And it will be very nice. Thank you so much.
Hello all. My name is Sandeep Patil. So I'm from Tech Mahindra. And this is for second time I'm coming from IT Wings retreat. And I would like to thank you all the Sevadhari, all the speakers, and Brahma Kumari, IT Wings, for organizing such a beautiful events. Okay, my takeaway from here is this type of events and the knowledge that I get from the Brahma Kumaris and the speakers inspire me to live with the values. It's very difficult. We know all what is right, what is wrong. But to live with the values and implement all those values is really difficult. the five things I like about the Brahma Kumari is, the first is the vision. Transforming the complete world from Kali Yuga to Satya Yuga. So can you imagine a human being have such a vision? No. It cannot be the vision of a human being. Definitely it is from the Supreme Soul. The second thing I like about the Brahma Kumari is the Rajyoga meditations. Means we pray to the one God. Though we have many religions, but we pray to one God. So if you accept this concept of one God, the whole world will come together. So it's a very big concept. Third thing I like is the environment. So when you come here, I feel like being at home. So the environment, the teamwork, as we already said, is fabulous. The fourth thing I like is the knowledge. Implementing values. And so because, see, today we are missing all the values. Now whatever the crimes they are happening here are because of lack of values. So incorporating the values in human being is the biggest task that Brahma Kumari is doing. And the last thing I like is the food. So I took the snaps of all the foods, and last time when I come with my daughter, my family, so they always keep on asking, keep control, you'll increase the weight. So finally, thanks all for giving us an opportunity to attend this retreat, and I would like to be a sevadari next time. Thank you.
Om Shanti everyone, my name is Lakshay. I work for Microsoft and I have approximately 1.5 decade of experience. I have attended a bunch of these programs earlier, but this retreat was very different from many others. For example, like if I take example of Balabhai, particularly the presentation was not only knowledge, it was knowledge backed up by data points, which is very standard in all the corporate presentations. What was different is he was giving a lot of solutions also. Okay, it's not don't use alarm kind of thing. So he says, he gives data up to like that level that alarm clocks are still available in the market, which cost only 210 rupees, which I think most of us has forgotten. I forgot. Another interesting point is, I think that is most important to me is, I always heard that tum ek kadam badao, Baba hazar kadam badaega. So I actually felt that from lot of the volunteers here, like Brijesh Bhai, Pala Bhai, and even Natasha sister, who were helping. Like I just showed my interest in going, and they helped much more. Thank you so much.
Hello, my name is Paresh Parekh, and I'm coming from Jamnagar. If anybody has heard that city's name, Reliance Industries, good. This is my first time coming at Brahma Kumari. I've been trying in my life to become a better human being. And to do that, I experienced at different stages of my life, what meditation, how to do it, different kinds of meditation, going to different kind of organization, who are the religious, who are the preaching something else, like Brahma Kumari, like Swadhyay, like Jain philosophy, like Swami Narayan. Now what is I am going to take from here is very, very critical and important for me. Knowing lot of things can get a lot of confusion in your mind. But today when I heard in one of the beautiful discourse, which was given by, I think, Sister Deepaji, and she posed a question, ki aapka Paramatma ke saath kya relation hai? Aur ya to relation hai ya nahi hai? This was really a spark in my mind. Agar nahi hai, to kyun nahi hai? We always talk about God. We always tell about their names. We have reverence for them. But why हमको उनके साथ संबंध क्यों नहीं है, वो बात मुझे काफी टच कर गई. एंड द वे शी एक्सप्लेन दैट वी हैव फिजिकल रिलेशनशिप विथ अवर पेरेंट्स बिकॉज वी सी देम, वी एडमायर देम, वी कैन सी देयर फिजिकल बॉडी, दे हैव डन लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स फॉर अस. बट वेन वी टॉक अबाउट सुप्रीम सोल, इट इज समवेयर एल्स. So why I am not able to connect in the way they teach Raj Yoga in the meditation, that any time you get a minute or 2 minutes or maybe 30 minutes, you sit and you think about him, like you think about your parents, you think about your family. This is something I personally had never practiced. And that's why I think I have no relationship with God. I'm telling you very honestly, if somebody asks me that, what is your relationship with God? Yeah, he is Supreme Soul, usne mujhe banaya hai, idhar bheja hai. But do I talk to him every day? No. Do I talk to him once a month? No. I do pray, but not the way that was taught here. And second thing is, of course, a lot of people talked about it, about the speakers, the deliverance of the speeches, the kind of thorough presentations that everybody had given here, including Balaji, all the sisters here, different speakers, which was marvelous. And I'm still carrying the blue sticker here, and which I need to apply somewhere. I was looking for one more category called caring out of all those five categories. And that is what I am taking from here. All the people who are sitting with the red bandage here or some nice golden twinkling here, I can see that they are there for somebody to look for and say, hey, I can help you. Now, can we do that in our regular life or not? Can I tell my wife, can I help you with something every day? Can I tell my homemaid who is cleaning my vessels for me, do you need any help? Have I ever tried doing that, seeing a soul in a human being? And that's what I'm going to take from here. Thank you very much.
This is Shilpa from Mumbai. Om Shanti. This is my second time I'm coming over here. I used to listen to all kinds of recordings of Sister Shivani, Bhaiji, Suraj Bhaiji. So it was very nice. And then one auntie who gave me one pamphlet telling that IT wing, they are organizing the session over here in Jan. So I got chance to come over here. So then it was very nice. I enjoyed that. It was not an enjoyment basically. It was a learning experience. We basically in IT, they carry huge lot of attitude. Here I don't see any kind of attitude. They are not paid up for anything, but still a wide smile is there. Everything they do with smile, happiness is there. To perform any kind of activities, we distinguish or differentiate people based on how much they earn, what they do, what kind of parents they have. Here everything is equality. Everything is equal. They do any kind of job. So what I take from here is the simplicity. Simplicity helps a lot. Instead of making things complex, think of the resolution. For every problem there is a solution. It can be different parts of solution, but the solution is there. So I can see the teamwork from here, and I definitely would like to take the leadership. Each soul is a leader, and I can see it that everyone is a leader and they are performing their best out of it. So it's a simplicity, leadership and easy going. Thanks.
My name is Shailesh Kumar. I'm from Indian Oil, Allahabad. Actually, I am working in ship duty, and I really impressed the classes of the Bala myself. He told about the how much we have to sleep when we do any ship duty. So it was very nice, and I also looked in the kitchen how they are managing all these things. I also looked in the gardening. And everywhere I am looking that each and every steps they are looking the management, how they are managing all these things. So I use this, all these things in my office as well as in my home, because whenever we go in the office, our thinking and our behavior are not matched with the others. So there are really chance to conflict in my behavior. So I will have to try to manage our emotions. Because of this emotions also affect the work of the office. So it will be very helpful for me in office as well as home. Thanks a lot for giving a lot of knowledge about how to manage your life in office as well as in home. Thank you.
Om Shanti. I am Seema Khandelwal from Hyderabad. I'll speak in Hindi. हम पांच छह नॉट इवन पांच छह साल दस साल पहले नियर अबाउट दस साल पहले मैंने कहीं कथा में सुना था कि हमें अब वामप्रस्थ आश्रम की तैयारी करनी चाहिए. ऐसा मुझे एक अनुभव हुआ क्योंकि मेरी जिम्मेदारियां जो थी बच्चों के प्रति वो मैंने पूरी कर ली थी. तो वामप्रस्थ की तैयारी के लिए मैं बार बार कथा भागवत सुनती थी, सुनती हूँ, रामायण सुनती हूँ. हर महीने मैं किसी एक स्पिरिचुअल प्लेस जाती हूँ, लाइक काइंड ऑफ वृंदावन, हरिद्वार, एंड आई स्पेंड माय टाइम. मुझे बहुत अच्छा लगता है. मैं भागवत पढ़ती हूँ, रामायण पढ़ती हूँ, लिखती हूँ, एंड आई डू स्पिरिचुअल पूजा. एंड इंटेंशन ये था कि मैं एक अच्छी इंसान बनूं, मैं और कुछ जीवन को बेटर बनाने के लिए सीखूं, मैं समाज के लिए कुछ करूं. कुछ दिन पहले मेरी मुलाकात लीला दीदी से हुई और वहां से दीदी ने मुझसे कहा कि ऐसे एक प्रोग्राम है, आप चलो. मैंने इमीडिएटली ये सोचा कि शायद यहां आने से मुझे कुछ जीवन को बेटर बनाने के लिए कुछ तो सीखने को मिलेगा, और मैं यहां आ गई. यहां आने के बाद पहला मेरा जो अनुभव था, मैंने शिव बाबा में अपने पिताजी का रूप देखा. मुझे पता चला जो मुझ में कमी थी, जो मैं अपने आप को बेटर इंसान सोच रही थी, कहीं अंदर एक ये था कि मुझे कुछ अपनापन प्यार कम मिला है. जो मैं उन्हें देखकर वो चीजों को याद करने लगी जो मैं एकदम भूल चुकी थी. मुझे कभी याद नहीं था, लेकिन समहाउ आई कनेक्टेड कि मुझे ऐसा जो हुआ था, जो प्यार नहीं मिला, क्या यहां से मिल सकता है. आई ऑब्जर्व दिस इज माई फैमिली. आई फील यहाँ अपनापन प्यार मुझे बहुत मिला. जहाँ लोग मेरा नाम नहीं जानते, जहाँ मुझे नहीं जानते, वहां पे भी हर किसी ने मुझे वो पैम्परिंग दिया, प्यार दिया, बार बार पूछा, जो एक घर में एक परिवार में होता है, जहाँ लोग आपको जानते हैं, आपको पहचानते हैं, वो आपसे कहते हैं तुमने खाया बेटा, तुमने कैसा था दिन, कैसा था, क्या किया. एंड एवरीथिंग आई फील हियर इन दिस लास्ट टू डेज, एवरीबडी पैम्पर्ड मी सो मच, एंड आई फील दैट आई हैव टेकन अ ह्यूज फैमिली फ्रॉम हियर. Thank you.
Om Shanti. I would say, as that some Didi said, is Sharir ka naam Manisha Saini hai. And I'm a director with Ernst & Young with over 10 years of experience. This is my first time in any Brahma Kumari's program. First time in this retreat center. My mom is a diehard fan. And she actually said, okay, is there a Vivek in We Can Go? And I googled, and there was this IT program, so I bothered the courage to go. What I would like to say is, whenever we have any program or any seminar in our office, it takes months of planning. And we say, I don't have any time to do anything, and you guys, seriously, Bala, I don't know your team, but I just know you. You guys, along with your office work, you took out time to do this. Selfless service is what is I really learned from here, along with many other virtues. And I don't know how many of you got the opportunity to visit the kitchen. So we went to the kitchen, and actually, as I said, it's just like clockwork. Things go on, and within 2 hours, everything is done. As I said, if we have a function or any party in our house, the entire kitchen is a full mess. And if you ask me, oh, I'll say, oh, don't ask me, don't touch me, don't do this, don't do that. But when we went to the kitchen, everybody was over enthusiastic to explain to us, what does this machine do, what does this machine do, how we make food, how the preparations done. Everybody is so eager to explain you each and everything. And as my mom says, this is my home. Ye mera ghar hai, hum apne ghar ja rahe hain. I really loved it.
Om Shanti. My name is Devendra and I am from Hyderabad. Okay, it's been almost an year I'm associated with Brahma Kumari's Hyderabad Center, and we try to attend Sunday evening talks there and monthly SIT retreats. So this is the first time I'm here at the Gyan Sarovar. So first of all, from my bottom of my heart, thanks to each and every blissful souls, sevadaris, who gave their services to make this program a successful one. Each and every bite we took from the day one till this dinner is a bliss, honestly. Each and every night we spent in the rooms, perfectly fine. Transportation, seamless. Everything is seamless. Thank you so much. And my takeaway is, I try to make it very, very concise, very short, that think less, think slow, think better, and meditate daily. Thank you.
Yeah, Om Shanti. My name is Abhijit. I'm from Pune. So I am carrying some clarity in my mind from here, and I will also take home some confusion. So let's talk about clarity first. So I understood how positive thoughts, they influence people, how they influence the situation, and how we can make good use of them. Then I understood how this in this digital age, we are sacrificing our sleep, or we are there are some other problems which we discussed, detoxification and all. Regarding confusion, so I always used to think that in while doing meditation, we breathe slowly, okay, we go into a calm mode, and I have a tendency of always relating something with the nature. So what I observed that breathing slowly and calm nature, this is something which belongs to tortoise. So when we actually practice meditation, will it slow down us like a tortoise? Something like that. Sorry?
Who won? Hair of the tortoise?
I am still confused. I was wondering that whether we can put meditation to like what we are discussing here for IT people. So whether this can be put to use to athletes who train for speed actually. But then I got confused that when we think of slow breathing and all, so that don't work there actually. Okay. So that was the confusion. Maybe I will reach out to you for that. Thank you.
Om Shanti everyone. I'll share a lot of feelings which people have already said. So I'm of course very, very excited and really, really rejuvenated after this trip. There is a new journey which I have to start. After going back to my life, I have to maybe go to abroad and be there for another 2 years. So that way I really needed this new innings in my life, like how to live life happily. And like I learned from these talks that one thing which is a very big takeaway for me is that if you do anything which is there in present with full dedication and with full happiness, then that thing can be completed in lesser duration, right? And you won't feel that you are doing it over and over again and that is not getting completed. You become more efficient, more productive and all that. So that's a very big takeaway. And second thing which I noticed was, like somebody else also mentioned, that even the housekeeping people here, the gardener, I saw the laborers lifting the sacks of mud, the cement, everything. I was observing all of those while I was taking walk. Even the faces of those people were calm, which is not seen anywhere in Delhi. I belong to BKIT wing along with Neeraj Bhai in Delhi. But there was no instruction given to them. They knew what has to be done. And nobody is raising voice, even in the remote corner. Like somebody said that in the kitchen also things were getting completed in a very automated, nice fashion. So this is a very big learning. Like somebody was cleaning the stairs of my guest house where we were staying, and how with how much dedication that woman was cleaning the stairs, each and every minute details I was noticing, and which is rarely seen. So that is why, like somebody said, I felt like it is our own heaven, and it is in our hands to make a heaven around us all the time. Thanks.
Om Shanti. My gratitude to all brothers and sisters, which includes Didi at our local center at Bangalore, for making us feel at home, sweet home, Baba's home. I am actually the spec today, one of the activities that was taken. My body's name is Girish Kashwani. I am from Bangalore. I work as an engagement manager in a US-based firm in Bangalore. Here, in past about two and a half days, one of the unique things that I have experienced is power of peace, power of love I have heard, probably tried to understand what is power of love can do. Power of peace is something that I have got the glimpse of it here, and also have learned that how, probably with little effort, that is why it is called Sahaj Yoga, that with little bit of effort, we can actually get connected with the power, which Baba actually says, Shanti ki sakti se, jag mein shanti lani hai. I think this is something that is unique that I have got from here. And my whole effort is probably to find that, and of course as I grow in the course, that easy method of how to get it, which can be so powerful, which can bring so much transformation to within oneself and the world. So that is my experience here. And I'm really, with all heart that I can probably express gratitude once again to each and every one, my colleagues, people who stayed with me and whom I met as well. Nobody has dared to say that, but I am saying with all permissions of Brother Bala and leadership team and sisters and brothers, some of the suggestions. Please introduce and make events double light. After each activity and during the activity, let's make some of the efforts that can make lightness and make it more light. Introduce more outdoor activities, because all the time we are in corporate places. So if something can be taken, I would be grateful. Thank you so much. Om Shanti.
Hello, good evening everyone. Myself is Varun and I'm from Bangalore. I work as a technical police sales in Robert Bosch. Yeah. So first of all, I would like to thank all the sisters who worked in the food department. It was standing ovation, like how they made those many chapatis, I still wonder. Because when I make it at 10 to 15 at home, I feel like I'm killing myself. So I really thank them. And the second thing is all the sevadaris, with a pleasing smile, you know, they made us a pleasant stay here. And the third thing, I'm taking an experience, like being simple and thinking simple. In the today's connected world, that is the toughest challenge we face. Thinking simple is the toughest thing. Actually, things will be very simple, but we make it complicated by ourselves. So, hope I'll get that experience myself. Thanks all. Thanks all for coming here. Have a great time.
Om Shanti. This is Vikas, and I came from Bangalore. This is my second SIT program. I have attended one at Bangalore Jaipur Center, and this is my first in GAN server. And I, from core of my heart, I thank to Balabhai and the team and all the sevadaris and all sisters and who gave all the opportunity and made such an amazing, awesome arrangement that we could experience the program, we could take the full advantage of the program. Really, thank you. And
One thing which I really liked every program, every session of what we have here. One thing really clicked me is the experience sharing session, which like people like us, people who are equally or more busier than us, how they make the time to meditate in their workplace, that really clicked me, and we could really connect them easily. When we see such kind of experience, then we can really connect, and there is an urge now with me also. I'll try to see similar arrangement in my office also. Definitely that is really going to help. I'm working as a technical manager, and if I can influence my team to meditate, then definitely the productivity of the team is going to increase. So this is one very good thing which clicked me. And definitely the power of meditation and the benefit of it. And one good thing about Raja Yoga is the meditation is very effortless. You need not to focus or need not to give a lot of stress. Basically you have to connect, and that is what actually is required. And when we are really able to connect to the Supreme Lord, then definitely the power what our Father is having can be inherited to us. Thank you.
Good, thank you very much. In Brahma Kumaris we also have a simple principle, Das to Karo Bas. So we have 5 more minutes. Thank you very much. Thanks to each one of you for coming and then sharing your heartfelt experiences. Hopefully you will carry these feelings and at least once a day emerge Mount Abu. Once you go to your home or your office, because now you are the instrument, you can create this atmosphere. Don't wait for another year to come here to experience it. Take Mount Abu with you. Okay?